and left leftovers from the day for the night, or leftovers the night for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Never looked at another cooking and dinner in a while, you're going to eat the leftovers.
You ever have a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water?
No. I didn't know.
What do you call peas, beets, tomatoes, and the like?
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden. That way you can grow them in hot houses.
In where?
In hot houses.
Hot houses?
Yeah. That's what it's doing.
What a small little place near the house where you go, like out back, you have a...
Well, if you had a real small place, you'd call it a kitchen garden.
Kitchen garden?
Yeah, and then if your garden was big, you had a pretty good sized garden, you'd call it like a family garden.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you express the difference in the two of them.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, what's that particularly southern food made out of ground corn and boiled and served with salt, pepper, butter, and gravy.
Is that a corn pone or cornbread?
No, but this was the whole grains of corn would be leached from the outside cover of the grain, and that was
ominous, a bee that's called. Now you know what you're trying to get at. It was a whole grain of corn was soaked in lime, the husk taken off me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was called hominy. Old time people made lots of it.
Down here?
Yeah. We didn't, at our home, didn't make very much, but we tried several times.
Yeah, but the stuff we eat down here, we call it, they don't have it up north.
Yeah.
We call it is it called grit?
Oh, well, now you carry the corn to the mill and get it cracked up.
Yeah.
And make grits out of it, yeah.
Yeah. What was the difference between grit and hominy?
Yeah, hominy, I think, is a little finer ground than grit. Now, back in my day, it was either cornmeal or grit. You understand? You went to the mill and you wanted grit, well, they opened up the mill and just cracked the corn all up.
Right.
But if you wanted cornmeal, they shut it down and made it finer.
Oh, I see. Now, you know what? What is that crop they're growing in Texas now? A lot of it. In the water, it's a grain, kind of salty grain.
Things in the water.
Yeah, well, they grow it in water and it comes up out of the water. It's salty. It needs a lot of water. They grow a lot in the Gulf around Louisiana now.
Sugar cane?
No.
You got me whipped on that.
You eat it with meat. It's kind of like potatoes, but Uncle Ben converted.
Well, they got they're all known now that they've got a certain kind of grass that they're getting to make a food out of for cattle and things and drying it, and I don't know what all it is.
Yeah.
It's got lots more protein and others got in it.
Uh-huh.
And that's new stuff. But I read about it, but now to know anything about it, I don't. That's just as far as I can get you to get what I read.
Yeah, but I'm talking about white. It's white or brown. Rice.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now, about rice. Oh, yeah, yes. You don't grow it underwater.
Yeah.
Grow it for